All right, all right. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's doing all right. Hope you all had a blessed evening. And like I say, if you didn't, God is still God through it all, either way.
Thanks for tuning in once again. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host. We're coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. All right, today was a blessed day, and hopefully y'all had a blessed day. If you didn't, still know God is still God through it all. I know times, you know, life is not easy. That's all I can say. Life is definitely not easy. That's why, you know, when God dropped it in my spirit to do the segment on second chances, it's for a reason, because everybody deserves a second chance, I believe, you know. And God is definitely a big believer in giving people second chances. We all have come short of his grace, so nobody's perfect. So, you know, nobody can claim to be perfect. So if you find somebody who comes to you, they never done anything, or they claim their past is pretty clean, I beg to differ. Say, nobody is perfect. Only one person, and that is our Creator. So, question, do you believe people deserve second chances?
And you can call in
323-642-1559 if you want to comment on that. But do you feel as though people deserve second chances in life? Me personally, I say yes, they do, because God is a forgiving God. He gives us second chances every time we repent and ask him for his forgiveness. He gives us the gift of choices to choose, whether good, whether to choose him or to choose Satan. Because when you're choosing him, then it's good. When you're choosing Satan, Satan is usually for the bad. It's not usually Satan, it's for the bad. He forgives us of our sins and throws them in the sea of forgiveness and makes us whole again while mending our broken hearts and removing our burdens so he can bear them for us. God is the creator of life and of peace. So, why wouldn't we give people second chances when God is able to give people second chances? That's why I said, like, we are not on this earth to judge. That's not our purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, if you have someone that has wronged you, of course, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to forgive, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you don't have to be a fool and be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge by and still entertaining that same person. Just like the Bible says, you have to come from among the non-believers. You have to come from among them. So if you know they did you wrong, by all means, don't go back around the same people who have already did you wrong. That makes no sense. It's just like you're setting yourself up for failure. You can't keep putting yourself in wrong in situations that are not pleasing in the sight of God. And that's one thing I can say. He's just been an awesome God. Now, I'm going to share with you a part of my testimony, because my testimony is a very long one, because God has been giving me grace and mercy my entire life. And I took him for granted when I was growing up. And, you know, I mean, even to this day, I'm not perfect, but at the same time, I love the Lord. And as I told the Lord, you know, I'm going to spend the rest of my days praising him and serving him by doing his will. And all he wants us to do is to do, you know what I mean, do his will, which is to serve his people, which is to look after those that are less fortunate, you know. Just do anything we can in order to please him. Now, my testimony, I call it pain of power, because I have went through a whole lot. I know we all have went through different things. Everybody's is just a different story. That's why they say everybody has a different story to tell. Definitely a different one. Now, this is like a fast forward in my life, but this was like my breaking point where, you know, I needed God to come get me before it was too late. So to me, I felt as though I was at my weakest point in my life because of all the choices I made. And like I said, we are given the choice to make the right decisions or the wrong decisions. Now, some choices in my life I made were right decisions, and other choices that I made were definitely wrong choices. And I knew they were wrong choices, but at the same time, I was just only worried about my own fleshly, my own worldly desires, and was not focusing on my soul. And that's where most of us get caught up, because we're not worrying about our souls. We're just worrying about the worldly, you know, situations and saying pretty much forgetting about, you know, God in our souls. You know, go down the wrong path when it comes to our lives, because I started pretty much, you know, doing whatever it is I wanted to do because I felt as though I was wrong, so I was going to live my life, but I kept forgetting about God. And I grew up in a Christian home, so I knew the Lord, and I loved the Lord because I loved to serve the Lord when I was a little girl going to church, you know, banging that tambourine. The tambourine was my favorite to play in church. And always, you know, on the usher board, the choir, just the singing. So I had a calling on my life when I was a very, very young little girl. But I didn't know it at that time. It's not until different situations started to occur in my life and God just kept granting me so much grace and mercy and favor. And I couldn't understand what was going on. That's why they said you have to have a spirit of discernment in order for you to know the Lord and know the world for yourself. And it's very important that we all know the world for us. If you don't know it for yourself, Satan will send someone in to pretty much tell you anything because you don't know the word for yourself. So that's why you have to have an understanding of his word for your own self, so that way you can start to see with that spiritual mindset. Instead of the natural mindset, the spiritual mindset, but you'll have your own understanding. Now, that's one thing my pastor says, this is the truth. You can have take one scripture and let 50 people read that one scripture, and you're going to have 50 different people with 50 different examples. For different definitions of how that scripture is. That's why it's important for you to have your own understanding of the scripture, of the word. Now, to get back on track, what if that's where I just want to give a little synopsis of, you know, me growing up. So, like I said, I know the Lord. And I've always known the Lord all my life, but, you know, different circumstances, everybody gets dealt a different hand in life. The difference is you just have a choice to either do the right thing or the wrong thing, or not to let people persuade you into doing the wrong things also, too. So, to me, I felt as though I was at the weakest point in my life because of all the choices I made in life. I had been hearing from the Holy Spirit speaking to my spirit leading up to the very night God saved my soul. I had to make a choice. There go that choice again. I had to make a choice. It was either going to be a good choice or I was going to, you know, turn away from the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit was speaking to my spirit again. So I had to choose between God or I had to choose to continue to live in sin with a man I deeply love. I was already experiencing heavy turmoil within the relationship because the man that I deeply love was no longer the same man. And the man I deeply loved had crossed over into a line of sin, into a life of sin. And I knew our relationship was over, but I still kept trying to hold on to the memories of who he used to be. I prayed to God. Now watch this. I prayed to God for an answer, and he gave me my answer, but I didn't want to accept it. didn't want to accept it. They didn't want to accept it. That's how bad. And that's how, that's, I know I'm not the only one guilty of that. He gives you an answer, and you still want to go ahead and do your own thing. It's time for us to start waking up and taking accountability for our own actions. Because if we know we're living in sin, that means we're not doing the right thing. So how is God blessing, you know what I mean? And how is this being blessed by God if it's sin? That's how you know it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be because that's not how it's supposed to be designed to do. You're supposed to be with your husband. A man with a man with a wife and a wife with her husband. Not no other way at all. It's not supposed to be boyfriend, girlfriend, living, shacking up, playing house. Not at all. Mm-mm. And fornicating. That's one thing I know. I always say when it's time for me to be married, it's definitely going to be the one who is willing to wait and who's willing to walk the walk with me. And, you know what I mean, that's who God's going to send my way. And I'm not going to waver for no one. Now, I know I get asked a lot, like, why are you single? By choice. And at the same time, I know when it's going to be the right one because God is going to be ordained by him. Because he's going to know exactly what I need. And I won't even have to say too much anything because he's going to do, he's going to be the man that God picks out for me, the one that he wants me to be with. At the end of the day, I just want to, you know, encourage y'all to know that you don't have to, you know, go according to the worldly world and go against God. It's okay for you to, you know, be different. When I say different, different in a good kind of way. Just waiting, just holding on to what God, his word has to say. Because there's nothing wrong with waiting instead of, you know, shacking up with a person who's not, you know, not your husband or not your wife. And the only reason I can speak on it is because I've been there before. So, you know, and when you start doing things different, you know, people are going to be like, oh, well, she doesn't do this. She, you know, she might think she's better. You know, it's not about being better or anything like that. It's all about, you know, it's definitely not about thinking you're better. It's just about walking, a walk of faith is what I call it, a walk of faith. And in order to walk of faith, you have to be obedient to his word. That's all it is. Now, you might not associate with the same people that you used to associate with. That's all right. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're doing, as long as you're trying to live righteous, there's nothing wrong with it. And that doesn't mean you're right all the time now. That just means doing, walking according to his word. You know what I mean? Because he has his commandments. He has his laws that we have to obey. That's it. Now, when it comes to your enemies, you're supposed to love. You know what I mean? God is of love. So you can't have hatred in your heart for those that have wronged you. Now, you can dislike by all means. Because I dislike some ways of people too. But at the same time, those same people that I dislike their ways, if I see them in the street, they need something to eat. They need something to, they need a place. I'm definitely going to help them because I'm not worried about what anybody has to say. My only person that I need to please is God. So that's why I say we got a lot of people pleasers out here. People pleasers. We're not here to please one another. The only person we're here to please is God. I don't care if somebody don't like what I got on or if anything like that. Who cares? I don't care if I'm in church and I'm dancing around and this and that. Who cares? Because I'm not here to please nobody. I don't care if they're looking. I don't care if they're talking. They can talk all they want to. All they're going to say is, Lord, she loves the Lord. Yes, I do. I sure enough do. That's why I see a lot of people who stand still in church. How can I? God has been too good to me. Too entirely too good. Oh, no. I refuse to stand still. Look, you better watch out now. I'll be in that aisle sliding down from one side to the other side. Man, he has definitely been an awesome God. And I just want y'all to know, whatever you're going through, you have to know that there is a God. He has always been there for you, and he will continue to be there for you. It's not going to be on your time, but it's going to be on time, because he surely is on time, God, now. That's why I say, I even try to encourage my my oldest daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, the one who was missing. I had spoke to her last night, and, you know, she definitely, her headspace is where, you know, the devil is trying to work on her headspace. That's why I have to pray against the spirit of depression when it comes to her, and I have to pray for, you know, the devil to let him know that he can't have my child. He can't have my child nor my family. Because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to continue to go in my prayer room, and I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to do whatever I need to do in order for the devil to loose her. Because she was in a headspace where, though, she did not want to, she felt as though she didn't want to pray anymore. And that's one thing about depression. It does that to you. It definitely does that to you. Now, sometimes she's good at masking it. When during the daytime, when she, you know, when she's interacting with her peers, because I even talked to her therapist today, and he said he didn't see any signs of depression. I said, well, you weren't on that phone when we were talking. I'm telling you something. You know what I mean? And that's one thing about these psychiatrists. They feel as though sometimes that they know it all. They have to understand. Their patient is not going to tell them everything because they're still trying to get comfortable with them. But yesterday, when she broke down, and, you know, she was just like, she's tired, and it just seems like her prayers is not getting answered. But I had to tell her, you have to understand your prayers have already been answered. Because when she was out there for all that time, God gave her grace and mercy for her life to be spared through all the stuff that she went through, the rape and the beating. And he still spared her life. That's because she has a calling on her name. I don't know what her future holds. I don't know her destiny. There's only one person who knows, which is our Creator. He created her for a purpose, and that's what I had to try to instill and try to encourage her and let her know. You know, sometimes when everything is broken, at that moment, you have to have that determination, that will, that desperateness, that you say, I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going, you know what I mean? I just won't stop. Because you have to know that your miracle is on the way and that it is coming. But that's another thing. God will definitely sustain us in our trials and our tribulations. He's going to give us the strength to go through it or bring us through, either or. She's like, oh, well, they... The peers on the unit is talking about her and stuff like that. I said, they're going to talk about you. They're going to swear to your name. You know what I mean? They're going to do anything they can, because that's how the devil does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he sends people to attack you. You know what I mean? Because we're living in the spiritual warfare right now. I don't know if nobody knows, but we are definitely in a spiritual warfare. And when you have that, the devil goes after the mind. The mind is what he plays on. As if he can get into that mind and say, like I had to tell him, if he can get into your mind and say, oh, you nothing, and you're not going to be nothing, that's why you're in here, you don't look at that. Like I told him, you're in there for a reason, to get the help that I can't offer you or your father can't offer you. You understand what I'm saying? It's not because we don't love you. No, not at all. Not at all. That's why it's important that we pray with our children. It's important that we pray for our children. It's important that we pray for anybody, period. Everybody needs prayer. Can't nobody just walk any type of way and don't pray. It doesn't turn out too good. This is a season. This is the season of fulfillment. This is the year of fulfillment. It's time to recover from whatever we've been going through. It's time to receive whatever that God needs us to receive. And it's definitely a time to rejoice, because you need to know, if you are thankful and you live a thankful life, why not rejoice? why not rejoice and give him praise? That's what I said. It takes a certain kind of man and a certain kind of woman. And if you are certain, that certain type of woman, that certain type of man, and you know you got a miracle on the way, then honey, who? Even though you're broken, even though you have so much stuff going on, you still got to learn how to praise God through whatever you are going through, no matter what, no matter what. I try to encourage everyone that I come in contact with, because at the end of the day, you don't know what a person is going through. You don't know, you know, their situation, but just by your kind words might help someone. So this needs to be the season of kindness. Instead of all the hatred and the different things we have going on, if we can express this, you know, kindness just to someone else. It doesn't have to be somebody you know. It could be any random person. The season of kindness. To do something for someone else. That'll go a long way. It will go a long, long way. More than we can ever say. Trust me. This is what I live for. I live to, that's my enjoyment. Just to see someone else happy. That's all I live for. That's all I want to do, is to see others happy. See somebody else with a smile on their face. I don't need nothing in return. All I need is for God to be pleased with me, and that's all I need. Everything else, I don't need no money. I don't need no car. Yes, we know we need all that to live, but at the same time, our God is the provider. He's going to provide us with what we need. He already has. He already has. So, my main purpose, I just want to keep y'all encouraged. I need y'all to know that God loves you, and no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, just hold on and trust me. He got your back. If I don't know nothing else, I know he has your back, because he definitely came and got me in my time of need. When I thought my life was over, he came and got me. When I wanted to give up, he came and got me. He said, no, 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 I'm not done with you yet. I need you. So when he saved my life, oh, you better believe it. He saved my soul. He saved my soul for a purpose. And I'm going to continue to carry out that purpose, which is to tell the love of Jesus to others. I'm not ashamed of God, not at all. I be riding down the street, singing my church music, bumping to it as loud as I can be. You know what I mean? And I be rocking out. I am not ashamed to praise the Lord. Why? He's our healer, our provider, our comforter. I'm not alone. I might not have a mate, but I'm not alone. Oh, no, no, no. Trust me, I am not alone, not by far. I can talk to him wherever, whenever, if I'm in a bathroom, if I'm in a shower, in a grocery store. I know people might be like, who is she talking to? Oh, I'm just, you know, me and God just having a conversation. Ain't nothing wrong with it, y'all. Shoot. If more of us talk to God, maybe we'd be all right. Shoot. We see we got this stuff going on with Trump. That's why I tell y'all, we don't have no type of room to be judging nobody whatsoever. That's why I said pray for Trump and his cabinet picks and the Congress, because these are the people that our lives hang in the balance of. So if we pray for them instead of judging them, that will pan out better. That will definitely pan out better. So instead of judging, pray for the man. Pray for a move of God, because, honey, it's already happening. Because once he gets exposed, you'll see. God has a funny way of doing things sometimes. He has a very, very funny way of doing things. So just keep your eye out. Because it's already happening, and y'all really don't see it. If you really don't see it, it's already happening. And that's one thing I know. The devil comes in, Satan comes in many, many forms. He can come through your family and your friends. Because once you start seeing people doing strange things, you know what I mean, when it comes to your life, you got to pay attention. You have to pay very, very close attention, because it could be your family members. It could be your friend. It could be that the devil could be working right, that Satan could be working right through. So, you know, I know they say, oh, family is thickening. You know what I mean? Your family, the book of Revelation speaks about family being against one another. Because when stuff don't start adding up right, it's about time that y'all check yourself. Because sometimes you got to distance yourself from family and friends if it ain't right. If they're not walking the same path that you're walking, then, honey, you don't have to put up with it. Not at all. The devil is a lie. That's why they said people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, you can't do that. You got to use wisdom along with God's guidance in order to guide you, direction. But sometimes you need to isolate yourself and sit yourself still in order for him to do what he wants to do. You can't keep running a mile a minute and you missing all the signs that he's trying to give you. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So my main objective for today is to hold on. Keep standing on your word. Keep standing on faith. Keep hope alive. That's why it's called Hope for All Radio Show. Keep hope alive. Without hope, you have no life. You got to have something that you hope for in order to keep on pushing, in order to keep on thriving. And my main mission is my children. But that's how the devil goes through. Satan will definitely use your children against you now. So that's why you got to watch where you send your children, who you send them with, because everybody's not for you. And that's another thing. You got to be careful who you surround yourself by, because if you have people that are not encouraging you and not telling you the right information, then why are you surrounding yourself by them? That makes no sense. It's better to surround yourself with people of like mind and that who can actually help you out. To actually help you out. Don't surround yourself by people who can't and who are not of like mind, because you're going to get the wrong information from that person. And then that'll be your fault, because you already know. That's why they said people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You cannot surround yourself by just anybody just because. No, don't do that. That's not going to work. You got to surround yourself with people of like mind. But not even that. Be careful who you talk to. Because if you're sitting there going through a situation, you talking to this person, they might not have went through that situation before. You can't sit there and get no type of information from somebody who's never been through it at all. That makes no sense. They have nothing for you. You're just running your mouth and telling your business. Go talk to God. Take it to him in prayer. That's what I do. I'm not telling you nothing wrong, because when you don't have anybody to your left or to your right, who are you going to talk to? Talk to God. That's the only thing that I can say, because that's what works, because that's the right thing to do. But when it comes to second chances, yes, I'm a firm believer in people can have second chances. I definitely believe, because God, he's a forgiving God. So who are we to judge people and not give them a second chance? But if you find yourself in a situation where a person has wronged you, you do not have to, you can, you know, forgive them, but at the same time, you can distance yourself and learn how to deal with them according to how they are. So you got to be wise in what you do. Got to be very, very wise, because you don't want to find yourself caught up and allowing them to use you again or abuse you again. So just be cautious. Be very, very cautious. But I'm not going to go too much over my time, because it's almost about that time. And you know, like I said, they'll shut you down in a hot minute. So just stay tuned, you know. Definitely want to keep y'all encouraged and let y'all know this is a season of fulfillment. So if this is the time to do whatever you got to do. You got to, if you feel as though that, you know, you got a business that you're working on, it's time for you to get active, time for you to get up and start doing what you got to do. No time to be way too short. to be wasting it and thinking, oh, I'm going to get to it. The time is now. Sit down, write out what you have to write out, get your planning on, do what you got to do. You cannot wait for nobody to, nobody's going to dump it in your lap. Not at all. It doesn't happen that way. So whatever you got to do, get it done. Start planning your stuff out. Get your vision board popping. You know, always have your pen and paper with you. So whatever ideas flow, whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you, get it done. Get it done. This is the year of fulfillment. It's time to stop playing with your life. It's time to stop sitting around, not doing nothing. It's time to make moves. It's time to do something different. If it wasn't working for you last year, it's not going to work this year. So that means it's time for you to switch up. So, you know, with words of encouragement, do what you have to do. You can't keep doing the same thing and it's not working. It's time for a change, for change. So that means if you have to change your whole surroundings in order for something good to come about, then that's what you need to do. But please, please, please be careful who you trust. Be careful who you trust because everybody is not for you, and you have to know who's for you, and you have to know who's against you. With that said, y'all tune in same time each and every night, 6:30 p.m.